Good morning.
What a great way to begin our service. I'm already blessed just listening to the wonderful songs. You know, I love singing, and singing is a big kind of part in our worship back home in Liberia. So I'm just blessed already, and I hope you are also blessed. It's good to be here this morning. It's such a blessing to be here standing in Country Bible Church. I heard about this church many times, and just to come and see all of you makes it so real, makes it so special for me, and I'm just so happy to be here. It amazes me when I think about how God orchestrates things, how God puts people together. Just as Pastor David said, in 2010, God brought a very loving, in Liberia we say mother, our way, and Sister Bobby, who connected so well with my family and our church. And while in Liberia, she went with her friend. They thought it wise to do Vacation Bible School, the little school we run there. And God used them so well to touch lives. And Bobby returned home, and she didn't stop there. She shared the story of her husband and her wonderful kids, and they kept in touch with us. And because of Bobby's faithfulness, today I'm here. And I'm just so grateful that I can be part of this worship service today. I'm overwhelmed by what God has done. And it's such a blessing to be here. I want to thank all of you for your prayers. Thank you so much for just raising the funds to have me here. It is such a difficult time in America right now. I know that. And just to have you raise that money to have me here is a blessing for me. And I want to say thank you so much. I bring you greetings from my family, my wife. I try to talk to her every time. It's so, so difficult being away. I'm thankful to the Buckleys for allowing me to talk to her. I called a couple of times yesterday, just talking. I was like, wow. So it's so good to be here. And they've already spoiled me. Okay, they've given me all kinds of food. And I like them. I enjoy them. All right. There's so much, you know, to see or to be seen in America. You know, just so much. We live so far, and everything looks different. Everything looks very new, you know, to me. You know, you go around, you see good roads, you see electricity, you know. You talk about different options when it comes to food. So it's just good to be here, and I'm thankful to God, you know, for allowing me to be here. This morning I want to do a couple of things, but I want to just show you, I have a presentation to make, and I want to just kind of get you to see where I come from and a little bit of what God is doing in Liberia. And I am, you know, Bobby, I've been in touch with that family. They are so special to our family, and now you are all special to our family, our church family. But we've been thanking God and praising God for what he's been doing through all of you. I was touched when Bobby called me to tell me what the Vacation Bible School did, you know, I mean, what the kids did for us. And that is such an amazing thing. And I want you to just join me this morning in giving a hand of thanks, praise to God, for what he has done. I mean, when I heard that children did that, I was thrilled. My wife was just in tears. And we're just so grateful to God. And so you want to see what, you know, it's like in Liberia, the orphanage a little bit, all right, and our ministry, and then we can go from there. But before that, I would like to just share a passage of scripture that God keeps pressing on my heart. Our earlier plan to preach this morning from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 to 9, but God keeps pressing on my heart to share with you from the book of Luke. So again, I just want you to turn to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 17. Luke 17, verses 11 to 19. while you look there, I'll just thank Pastor David for the opportunity. Thank you so much for allowing me to preach this morning.
Such a blessing.
Luke 17, verses 11 to 19. The reading commences. While he was on the way to Jerusalem, he was passing between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 leprous men who stood at a distance met him. And they raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And they were going, they were cleansed. Now one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned by glorifying God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to God. And he said, and he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But the 9, where are they? Was no one found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has made you well." Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning. Father, we pray that God, you will prepare us, Lord, to be a sanctuary of thanksgiving to you, Lord. Father, when we look around us, when we look in our word, when we consider the challenges we go through and how faithful you've been over the years, we can't help but to give thanks. So, Father, this morning we pray, God, that you would just prepare us, Lord. We pray, God, that your word, dear Jesus, will take root in our hearts. And God, you enable us, Father, Lord, to not just listen, but God, to live out whatever we hear here today. Take your glory now, in Jesus' name. Amen. I want us to do a deep thinking this morning. How often do you give thanks to God? And the question is not just for you, it's also for me. Many times we pray, many times we ask God for things, and God opens the door, and then we forget to give thanks. Sometimes it may be our job situation. Sometimes it may be our health situation. Sometimes it may be a family crisis. Sometimes it may be something else. We pray and ask God, "God, please help me do this." Sometimes we pray for years. Sometimes we pray for hours. And then God opens the door, but we forget to give thanks. This is a passage that helps us to understand how important it is to give thanks whenever God blesses us. Jesus is traveling to Jerusalem and he enters this village. Scripture tells us, certain village. In this village are 10 men. 10 men who are ostracized. 10 men who are living in this place, not because they are having a good time. Not because they are having a vacation. They are in that place because there is something. There is crisis. There is something with their health. They are struggling with their health. They have leprosy. And so they are in that place. And because of their condition, they are not allowed to cohabit with other people. They are not allowed to stay, you know, in the community with families and friends and so forth. So they are out there because of that condition. 10 men, one condition. And Jesus is passing by. Jesus being a very loving God, very compassionate God, caring God. They met Jesus. Jesus met them and they say, "Wow, this is an opportunity for us. This is a time to make sure that this man called Jesus do something for us." And they cried out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Jesus, you know what? We've been here for so long. We are here because we have leprosy. We've been here for days, for months. Help us. Jesus, being a loving God, decides to help them. He tells them, "Go to the priests." go for self-examination. The priests were responsible to do that, to make sure that they were in good condition in order to cohabit, to live for other people. So he tells them, go to the priest. And they are on their way going, and they realize that they are healed. Now, every time I come to this point or this part of the passage, there's a question that comes to mind. And that is, having stayed so long in such a condition, why wouldn't they return to give thanks to God? Perhaps they were so excited. You know, when you pray and you pray and you pray and God blesses you, sometimes you forget to give thanks to God. So perhaps they were so excited because of what Jesus had done for them. Oh, we are healed. We can go now on our own. We can go and start to put our lives back together. Perhaps they took for granted what Jesus had done. Sometimes we take for granted what Jesus does for us. How many times do you thank Him for even your salvation experience? There are thousands around the world who are yet to know Jesus, to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. They are living in a state of hopelessness. Today, we are here not because of who we are. We are here because of His grace. How many times do you stop to give thanks to God? Thank you, God, that I am a child of God. I'm a chosen person. I'm a special person in God's family. How many times do you thank God for the word that He has given us? A beautiful place. You know, I've been traveling. I thank God so much for my host pastor, Pastor Don Lloyd, who and his church, who made it possible for us to come. And what I'm hoping to do is to have a lot of you come to Liberia someday. And I can see Bobby leading that team. But Liberia is such a difficult place. It's not as beautiful as America is. America is, I'll tell you, you have a beautiful country. And Pastor David keeps telling me, well, we live in the country. I just tell him, look, don't tell me you live in the country. Because we would take this place to be a big city. Do you know what I mean? But the point I want to make here is that God has blessed us with a beautiful word. They've been taking me around to see beautiful sights and so forth. And we went to the Green Bay. And I told Bobby, just look at God's creation. How beautiful it is. How many times do you stop to say, God, thank you for America. Thank you for where you have placed me. How many times do I thank God for where He has placed me? Though it's a difficult situation, but He's saying everything, give thanks, whether good or bad. How many times do you give thanks to God for the job that He has given you? There are a lot of people who are jobless in America, and in Liberia it's worse. But we still have life. God is still faithful in providing our daily needs. How many times do you thank God for your health? And much more, the food that He provides, the food that He puts on the table. Food is a big thing back home. And you know, every time I see lots, I'm overwhelmed. You know, in Seattle, Pastor Dan and I walked in Walmart, and I was like, just looking around. Pastor David and Bobby took me there yesterday anyway. But we walked a little bit, and then I looked on one of the shelves, and guess what I saw? Food for dog. You know, and it's been really difficult to get my head around that. You know what I mean? Food for dog. But you have so much. Now, what do we do? I'm not telling you to to push those things off. I'm just kind of encouraging you and all of us to be thankful to be to God. There is so much to be thankful for. But the story doesn't end there. Jesus goes on to ask this guy, you know, you are 10. Where are the others? Where are the others? This is why God keeps pressing this passage on my heart, because God has used and continue to use you all to be a blessing to me, to my family, and to the work of God in Africa. And I can't stop but to say thanks to God. We want to be like this foreigner who realized that Jesus did this for me. I need to go back to the source of my healing. I need to stop and say thanks. So in the passage, this foreigner, this Samaritan, goes back to Jesus just to say thanks. That's simple, but it's powerful. Jesus, being so touched, look at this man say, it's not just thanking me for the physical, it's beyond that. Your faith has made you well. Brothers and sisters, we have so much to give thanks to God for. And I just want to encourage you this morning that God has blessed you. God has blessed me. He has blessed all of us with this wonderful family. And it's so amazing, it's so encouraging that in this family of God, there is no black, there is no white, there is no east, west, north. So we all are one in God's family. It is because of this family that today I can call the Buckleys my family. I can call Country Bible Church my family, my church family. You can call me your brother. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that something that we need to give thanks to God for? So this morning, we want to just give thanks to God. We don't want to just also preach and talk about giving thanks. We want to demonstrate thanksgiving. And you've all done a lot. Just by praying and supporting Sister Barbie to come to Liberia in 2010, is something great. And we want to give thanks to God. And Bobby has been so faithful since she got back to share with you all about Liberia. And we are so just thrilled that we can partner with you, that God can use you to be a blessing to the work in Liberia. So we just want to demonstrate our appreciation to this church. And to do that, I would like to call Pastor David and Sister Bobby to please come up. Now, the Bible says the two shall become one, right? Okay, so they are one. But he's here to represent the church. Yes. We want you to know that Country Bible Church is so special to us. And we want to demonstrate that. We love you. We appreciate all God has done and all God is doing through you. And I can assure you that my church family is praying for you. And we'll always do that. I'm strongly convinced that God didn't bring me here to establish a relationship for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. I think this relationship goes to eternity. And we want to just demonstrate that here this morning. So we want to just give a little gift, a little token of appreciation to all of you and kids, the Vacation Bible School. Thank you so much for what you've done and what you continue to do. Bobby keeps me informed every time. And I want to just give this little gift on behalf of the ministry in Liberia to all of to Sister Bobby and the church. It's a small gift, but it's special because it was made by a Liberian. And he's very, very skillful. Very skillful now. I'm so grateful that we can bring this. But this is the gift. And this is the seal of Liberia. It says the love of liberty brought us here. And this is a map of Liberia. And so I'm doing everything to get you over to Liberia. Right, so you see the counties, and this is Nima County. This is where the orphanage is. And in Monrovia, we have our church, one of our churches, you know, there. And so you will see that it will tell you, oh, and this is our flag. Okay, so it reads, special appreciation to Sister Bobby and all the VBS children of Country Bible Church for all you do. May God bless you. Thank you. And we have a little one here for the church. I was so pleased to see that little gift that we sent. Mm-hmm. Pastor David informed me that, you know, every time you look at that, you think about Liberia and you pray for us. And so that's so encouraging. And so I have something that I want to just give to the church, and that is a photo of the kids at the orphanage. So you can just have that and pray for us. And every time you see that, just know that you have a big family in Liberia. So we just want to say thank you very much. You can take this on the other church.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Right. So now I'd like to just show you a little bit of Liberia, you know, what it's like in Liberia, so that you see that and know. Okay. So that's it. That's Liberia. It's the greatest from Liberia, West Africa. Liberia is in West Africa, all right? It's in West Africa. Africa is a huge continent, you know that. So it's in West Africa, and Liberia experienced 14 plus years of civil war. So people died, you know, people lost their lives, people got killed, and a lot of educated people got killed, really. You talk about baby mothers, you talk about pregnant women. I mean, it was horrible. People died, you know, lost their lives. And not only that, but the infrastructure got destroyed. You know, the rebels did a lot, you know. And so, that's Liberia. It has 15 countries right now. And what we are left with is challenges. Okay, the war is over, the guns are silent, but we have a lot to put up with. People find it difficult to even get food to feed their family well. People find it difficult to send their kids to school. It's a challenge, you know, every day. And so that's Liberia. And we really want to thank God for you. Thank God for your prayers. I want to encourage you to keep praying for Liberia. We will soon be having our election, and we have a woman president, and she's doing very well. She's doing everything to make sure that Liberia comes back on track. But the challenges are huge. So please pray that God will give her the strength and wisdom, the wisdom she needs to lead the country. Can you help? Sorry. Okay, it's there. Okay, somebody should. Right. Okay. So that's it. As I say, our focus is Thanksgiving. We want to give thanks to God for what He has done. So that is a passage of Scripture. Thus, Liberia Christian Ministries International, Liberia Branch, extends special thanks to you for your prayers and support over the years.
Now, LCML, for sure, Liberia Christian Ministry is the ministry, and then we have churches, we have schools, and we have orphanage, all right? So these are our ministry projects, all right? So we have the Liberia Christian Ministries International, and then we have churches. We have one church in Banga, which is outside of the capital, and we have another church in the capital where Bobby worked, you know, during her visit. Then we have schools. We have a little school in Monrovia. We have another school for the orphanage in Nima, far off, 8 hours from the capital, right? Right. That's our vision, reaching the nation through service. We believe that God has called us to reach our people, all right? And we want to do that in different ways, as the Lord provides, as the Lord opens up opportunities, all right? So that's our vision. That's LCMR ministry focus, orphan care, church planting. We are into church planting. We have 2 churches, and we hope to plant more in the future. And we have schools. We want to not just share the love of, not just share God's word with the kids, you know, but we want to also help them educationally, you know, give them some education. That's my family. All right, sorry you can't see them too well, but that's my family. That's my beautiful wife. You know, Wendy is such a blessing to me, all right, and I love her so much. And she keeps me on track. Yeah, you know, she's good, you know, and I love her so much. And Wendy has been such a blessing to our ministry. She has a gift of administration. I'm not organized, but she's good. And I thank God so much for her. And God has blessed us with these kids. We have 5 foster kids. This is Winston. Winston lost his father. All right. They've had difficult life situations, you know. But we thank God that we have them and we are kind of parenting them. So we have 5 foster kids, and we have our daughter, Blessing. Okay, and that's Blessing. Blessing is our daughter. And so we have Winston. We have Cyrus. We have Daniel, okay? We have Angie, we have Baby D, all right? And our daughter, Blessing. Blessing has put a smile on our faces, all right, in the home. And she keeps us really busy, you know, running around. But that's my family, and thanks for praying for them. That's the Better Jordan Orphanage, just a little portion of it. We have currently 50 kids, 49, because Samuel is here. I'll be saying a little thing about Samuel later on, but that's the orphanage there. And we are so grateful that we can help give hope from God's word and heal the wounds, you know, of those kids who have experienced war over the years. That's a little bit of the orphanage, all right? Mosquitoes are a big malaria carrier in Africa, in Liberia. So we're grateful that we have nets, all right? That's how it is in the room, okay? This is the clinic, all right, for the orphanage. We started with a little clinic to just, you know, take care of the kids at the orphanage. But where the orphanage is, there is no clinic. And so you have a lot of people coming from the community to the clinic. So we thought it wise to build a bigger clinic, all right, so that we're not just reach the kids at the orphanage, but other people. So God has been so faithful, and we are still working on it. All right, we want to furnish the orphanage. All right, and we pray that God will have a nurse coming, you know, in the future, you know, to do some, you know, medical work, you know, there. So that's the orphanage. And then we have Benjamin. Benjamin is one of the kids at the orphanage, and he say hello and thanks to all of you for what you've done. This is Johanna. She's also there at the orphanage, and we have Samuel. That's Samuel that came with me. It's amazing, you know, what God has done in this guy's life. God has given his life back to him. And we really want to thank God for that. Samuel got burned when he was 1 year, 4 months, all right? And Samuel's story, Samuel's parents, his mom and dad were not married, okay? But his father was a soldier, all right? And his mother was just a young girl. And during the war, they got together and had Samuel. But then when they attacked Yekepa, where his mother lived, you know, in Camp 4, his mother had to flee for her life. So she left Samuel in the room and ran, okay? So Samuel was in that room crying, and then an old lady just next by took him, all right, with the intention of helping him. But then it was really difficult at the time to get food, to get rice. Rice is our major meal, all right? To get rice, it was difficult. We used to call it gold dust. So she tried this day, and she got rice. But you can imagine, at that age, Samuel was crying because he was hungry. So she came back being frustrated, you know, and so forth, and having walked around whole day and getting just a few cups of rice, she decided to boil the rice and was boiling the rice. Samuel was still crying because he was hungry. So she got irritated and took his both hands and put in the hard rice. So the whole thing got bloody up. So my parents heard that, saw that, and my mom, so loving, took Samuel into our family. So we adopted Samuel. So Samuel is my adopted brother. And he's the first orphan. All right. So just to have such a wonderful opportunity that thousands are looking for is a blessing for him. So we took, we came and the Shriners, all right, helped, all right, to operate, to do the surgery on his hands. So Samuel's hands are now open, the fingers, and we really want to thank God for that. The first day was a bit difficult, you know, for him, but we thank God that the pain is gone. And the wounds are healing gradually. So that's Samuel. And I know you've been praying for him. So I want to say thank you also for that. This is Emmanuel. Emmanuel is one of the orphans. Emmanuel came when he was a little boy at the orphanage. And through the prayer and support, financial support of sponsors and other people, Emmanuel graduates next month from high school. You want to give God the glory for that? Yes. Okay, so sometimes you think, well, you know, the $2 or $3 or $5 is nothing. It's something. You are touching lives. Everyone will not be able to come to Africa, but you are still touching lives. We really want to thank God for that. So I'm proud of him. That's my parents, Anthony and Betty Jonah. I'm so proud of them. I'm blessed to have a loving parents that are Christians. And I've watched my dad, my mom over the years. And I'm so grateful because they are so just consistent in their work with God. It's been tough. There are a lot of challenges. You know, and sometimes I pull my dad. We talk a lot. You know, and I say, look, you know, you tell me how has it been over the year. What keeps you going? And he tells me, it is the hope that awaits me. You know, the hope that awaits all of us. You know, a place that there will be no pain, there will be no suffering, and so forth. So they are there providing leadership at the orphanage. And we really want to thank God so much that we can partner with them, all right, to helping these kids. So that's Anthony, is my father, and Betty is my mother. Okay? This is Samuel Kamara and his wife, Naomi. They have two children, but that's just one there. Samuel comes from Sierra Leone. It's also a country in West Africa. But he felt led to come to Liberia to do ministry work with the orphanage. So he serves as our administrator at the orphanage. And his wife is also working there. So we really thank God for them. That's our church. That's our church in Monrovia, one of the churches in Monrovia. This is where Sister Barbie went. All right, she knows this place very well. All right, and we use this building for multiple in a reason. So we, you know, we have school during the week for kids. We run a school from nursery to sixth grade. All right. And that's our choir there. That's my wife. Singing is a big thing, as I said. We had a church in Charlotte, North Carolina, giving us gowns. Okay. So you see them in their gowns. And then that's our women ministry and that's the youth. So we really thank God for your prayers. That's Steve. Steve is pastoring the church in Monrovia. All right. And that's his family. Okay. You have his wife, Florence. You have their children, Levi, Shadrach, Naomi, and Veronica. So that's his family. And we thank God for their faithfulness in serving God. That's another branch of our church. This church is in Banga, Bon County. It's outside the capital. It's like 4 hours from the capital. All right. And, you know, it's really difficult to start a church, you know, in Liberia, especially when it comes to getting a place, you know, to meet, you know. But we are so grateful for, you know, this brother who you're going to meet now, Cooper. Cooper has been so faithful in, he's been so faithful in helping us start the church in Banga, all right? So we have LCMR Church in Banga, and this church is reaching a lot of people for Christ, as you can see, all right? That's Cooper, all right? So Cooper is so faithful. He's the pastor there. He's pastoring the church in Banga. I really want to thank God for that. So humble, and it's just amazing to see what God is doing in the life of this. That's the school. That's a little school we run in Monrovia. And we had a graduation ceremony. And Bobby have Vacation Bible School with these kids. Some of the kids at the school. So we're just so thankful. This is the orphanage school. It's called René Goffrey School. All right. This is where the kids at the orphanage go. And not just the kids at the orphanage, but we also open up opportunity for children from the community. All right. And it's a free school because, you know, the situation there is so difficult, all right? So what we tend to do is to encourage people to kind of help sponsor the teachers, because when you sponsor the teachers, then there's no pressure on the school to give salaries. So now children come in, as you know. So that's the orphanage school. This is our main project, all right? This is our main building fund project, and we started this, and again, a church in North Carolina, Shallow Baptist Church, helped us really, you know, they've been so faithful, you know, but then they ran out of money, all right? And so right now, we have the project there, and what we're hoping to do is to have people coming, you know, who can do some practical stuff, you know, to help us as the law provides, all right, so that we can do this little by little until we finish it, all right? So that's our main project in Monrovia. In 2008, we had a situation where the government of Liberia said that they don't want schools to meet in church buildings, all right? If you want to run a school, you need to have a facility. So we are pressed, really, because we don't have a facility for the kids in Monrovia. So we've been working with our people, and we've made some bricks, all right? You can see there, and we are trusting God to construct eight classroom building, you know, for our students in Monrovia. So just pray about that. God provided for the church in Banga. As I said, you know, we have been just going from one place, you know, looking for place and things like that. And God just provided, and we got this land, 3 lots, all right, for the church there. We did part payment of it anyway, but it is our land now. And so the church is excited. They have bridged our place, all right? And yeah, we are trusting God so that we can start building something there for worship. Kids at the orphanage. That's what they do. In Liberia, women are so skillful. They put something on their head, you know, and sometimes they leave and just walk. Can you do that? Okay, so our kids are good at that. So I just took a picture so that you see that. But what we want to do is to build a fence, all right, around the orphanage, to provide security for the kids, all right, and to keep track of our property. So you can pray along with us. Get involved. I know you are already involved, all right, and I really want to thank you. That's why we are here, to give thanks to God for you all. But you can pray. You can continue to pray for us. You can serve in mission. One of the things I want to do, and I'm praying that God will open the door, is to have a team come from Country Bible Church to be a blessing to our church, our family, our church family in Liberia. Maybe you are sitting here, you're saying, well, I've got nothing to offer. You know, I can't do anything. Well, that's a lie. Come to Liberia, and you'll discover your gift. All right? And so that's what we want to do. You know, some practical stuff, whatever the Lord leads, you know, in the future, we can start praying and working on this so that you can come to Liberia and then just see how people live. You know, how people live, the struggles, you know, that people go through, and just have the opportunity to pray with them, encourage them in their walk with God. You can also donate as the Lord leads. All right? So we say that pray for funding for LCMR's church building, LCMR's school building, our property, land purchasing, Banga. Pray for fencing of the orphanage, Betty Jonah Orphanage. Pray for pastors and church families. One of the things I'm praying to do is that we have Pastor David come in the future so that he can help provide training for pastors, all right, in Liberia. Because of the difficulty that people go through, some pastors kind of wander away from the, you know, from God's word. They tend to preach prosperity and other things. So we just want, you know, him to come and help us so that we can be faithful in handling God's word. All right. So that's it. So pray for that and pray for the teachers we have. Pray for the mission work there. Pray for our orphanage staff. Okay. Pray that God will provide for the clinic, the school, mission work, and our church worship. All right. Be a partner in the harvest. Your gifts make a difference. Okay, that's our contact there. You can get to Bobby, our pastor. So I want to say thanks, and may God bless all of you. This is something that I wrote, and I want us to just read that quickly, and then I will call Pastor David to close us up, or somebody else to do that for us. Can we just read that together? Jesus declares, I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you gave me in. I needed a cross, and you loved me. I was sick, and you cured my heart. I was risen, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer, Lord, when did you see me? And feed you. Or thirsty, and gave you something to drink. When did we see you a stranger? Invited you and clothed you. When did we see you sick in prison? He will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you do, thank you so much for the opportunity again, and I pray that God bless you all. Thanks so much. Okay.
Thank you so much, Emmanuel, for sharing your heart, for sharing God's word, and for the opportunity to talk with you pray for the ministry over in life.
Sin. When we talk about being thankful, the grace that God gave us, the grace that he bestows on us, is greater than our sin. Our sin is so great, but his grace is even greater. So let's stand as we sing. And in thankfulness, let's sing grace that is greater. Fred, would you close us in a word of prayer, please?
Our dear Heavenly Father, what can we say to